Paul summarized the momentous truths. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Compare Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28, Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 24, and Luke chapter 22, verses 19 through 20. Jesus spoke numerous times of his impending death, burial, and resurrection. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, chapter 17, verse 22, Mark chapter 8, verse 31, and chapter 9, verse 31, Luke chapter 18, verse 33, and chapter 24, verse 7. In this final gathering, he made it as clear as the noonday as to how God's loving plan of redemption was all going to come to fulfillment. Jesus introduced a new covenant that would supersede all that they had understood previously from their familiar Old Testament teaching. He would then proceed to elaborate in detail about the coming gift of the Holy Spirit, who would indwell them as the core empowerment for this new covenant. When Jesus spoke of the sacrifice of his body and his own blood to seal a new kind of covenant, you can bet that the disciples had a sense of context from Old Testament teaching and a heightened degree of concern about what they were hearing. Like firecrackers on the 4th of July, their thoughts had to be exploding with the mixed emotions of impending loss and questions about the meaning of this new kind of covenant that would require their teacher's blood. Perhaps they remembered that this new covenant had been predicted by Ezekiel and Jeremiah. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 27. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Theologian Bruce Waltke illustrates the importance of the new covenant as seen in the Old Testament when he notes that the Holy Spirit is mentioned about 78 times in the Old Testament, and about half of these refer to his new covenant ministries. The Old Testament teachings had been pointing to this upper room moment for centuries. The new covenant was God's plan from the beginning. It would replace the external and ritualistic systems of the old with